Welcome to the Procreative Teaching Ministry of Reverend Charles Jibuno, the lead pastor of the Refiners Church. It is his vision to raise a generation of proof producers with an aim to reach the world with the power of God, one person at a time.
This morning, I want to speak to you from a scripture that we all know by heart. If we take a census now, people will repeat it without looking at their Bibles. Proverbs 23, verse 7. I'm even staying at the deep part of it. Proverbs 23, verse 7b. 7a, sorry. The beginning of it. That's where I'm going to stay. And why am I bringing that? Man of God came to me and I began to pray, Lord, give me a word to share. Your people need it. The Lord began to activate this word in my spirit. Hallelujah. We are made by God. Spirit, Father, Son, and Spirit. Hello. Hello. We do not worship three gods. We worship one God that has three dimensions. The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And look at us. He made us tripartite too. We have the spirit, we have the soul, and we have the body. We're like our Father. Hallelujah. So those who struggle with Trinity, we wish them well. But please listen to me. I came to understand that whereas for many of us, we are doing well pushing the spirit forward, some of us were doing well pushing the body forward. Many of us have abandoned the soul. Hallelujah. And hear me, child of God. The connector between the body and the spirit is the soul. Look at it. When God created us, this was what he did. You see this big circle? That's our spirit. Then there's a medium circle inside. That's our soul. And then there is a small circle inside. That's our body. We are to relate with God with our spirit, man. Is someone hearing what I'm saying? We are to relate with the environment from our spirit. Our spirit will receive, instruct our soul, and then our soul will tell our body. The body was never meant to control us. Then man fell. When man fell, there was a reverse. The big circle becomes the body. And then the soul still stays where it is. And the small circle, which was supposed to be the body, became the spirit. So we have become small. Oh my goodness, God help me. We have become small and our ability to connect with God is now challenged. Hear me. What the devil didn't properly get through was that Jesus was going to come to resurrect our spirit man. Hallelujah. But hey, he gave us his word to activate our soul that the connection will repeat itself and bring us to where God wants us to be. So my task this month is to address you at the realm of your soul. How many of us are ready this morning? I know because you're here, the Lord will open your heart, will open your mind to receive instruction. And as you receive that instruction, something will happen in you. A determination never to return back to who you were. In the name of the Lord Jesus. So say with me, I change. Yeah, that's what I have brought to you. One more time, help me repeat it. I change. And our text, as I said to you, Proverbs 23:7a. For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Now, I believe we all want things to get better for us in life. Correct? Anyone who doesn't want things to get better for him or her, you don't belong here. We would like to escort you out because this is the company of those who want to go forward. Hallelujah. This is the company of those who want to improve, who want to get better. So, if it is true that you want things to get better for you in this life, Say, I am here. Yeah, we all want better results in the affairs of our lives. Friends, if that is correct, it means we all desire change in our affairs. We all desire change in our circumstances. We all desire change in our health, in our relationship, in our finances, and so forth and so on. Now, given the fact that we all desire change, one naturally would expect, this is where the problem begins to happen, that our pursuit for that change will be our focus. Our pursuit for that change will be our focus. And that after a little while, as we stay focused, we will begin to actualize that change. But friends, in spite of our desire for change in our affairs, in our circumstances, in our situations, not many in real term are experiencing this change. Why is this so? Will be our focus this morning. We shall talk about it briefly, and I will take time to pray through it. Somebody say, I change. Let me drop the first thing on you. There is what we call false change. False change. Now, false change has nothing to do with hypocrisy. False change has nothing to do with drama, pretense. No. False change is seeking change at the secondary level, where change, friends, is merely an effect and not the cause. Please listen to me, you'll be blessed this morning. Hallelujah. False change, friends, is often the reason for confusion in life. It anchors frustration and a sense of defeat, a sense of failure, and resignation to fate. False change. Oh. As powerful as an environment may be in the life of any human being, seeking change only at one's environment by changing where we live is secondary. It's false change that you will get. Because in life, it is not where you live. Hello? It is not where you live at all. We all know David Oyedepo, a bishop. How that he left Ikoyi, left Victoria Island, and went to where? Ota. People will leave Victoria Island, leave Ikoyi early in the morning, and go all the way in Lagos to Ota to go to church. There are churches. So it's not where you live. Follow me closely. You'll be blessed. As commendable as jobs, careers, businesses, occupations may be in life, seeking better life, I'm getting close home, only by merely changing your job, your career, your occupation, your business, without more, is secondary. And it always results in overwhelming disappointments. Is someone hear what I'm saying? This is the reality of many of us in life. Friends, nothing in life changes. Nothing in life changes until you effect change at the primary level. Locate the cause of the problem, effect change there, then that change will be a true change. True change happens when we locate the root of the matter and address it honestly. Hear me. The better life you desire, how many of us still desire that better life? It's not in where you live. The better life you desire is not in what you do. Oh. Jackpa is a new word. Hello? We all know what it means now. It's been popularized by reason of our experiences in the last 5 years. And I know there are people here who are praying God to help them jackpot, thinking that better life will be in America, Canada, or United Kingdom. Hey, better life you are looking for is not in Finland. The better life you are looking for, it's not in any other country, because it's not about an environment. Are you following me closely? It is not in your business. I've done hotel business. Now I'm going to go to barbing saloon business. Now I'm going to go to, you know, business, center business. Whatsoever, child of God, you are doing, know that your better life is not in what you're doing. I know people who left what they were doing and came to ministry hoping that they will hammer. Can I announce to you? Hammering will not give you a better life. Wow, really? Ah, pastor, make a hammer first. Let me see how I will not have a better life. I am telling you, ask them. Those who have hammered, they don't have a better life. Where is the better life? Can I tell you where the better life is? It's in you. It's where? Someone said, the better life I desire is in me. Hear me, child of God. It's a major deception that we all often fall for, thinking if we just change, our wife will have a better life. There are people that have married several wives and yet there is no better life. If I could change my husband, I'll get a better life. Many women have changed their husbands, no better life. If I change my job, people have changed jobs, no better life. If I move out from where I live, I'll get a better life. They go to posh environments, no better life. The house you live in can't give you a better life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The job you do can't give you a better life. No. What you are looking for is in you. The better life you desire is where? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Please hear me. You are the root cause of the results you get in life. And if you don't like the results you're getting, you must change you. You must do what? I can't hear you. Yeah, I've come here to make sure you remember something after you go home. Because I know I'm also a church man. Our service story was powerful. Pastor preached powerfully. What did pastor say? Bro, it was powerful. You should have been there. They don't know. They can't remember what it was the pastor said. Hallelujah. But I want to make sure you remember this. I want to make sure you go home thinking on this. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Until you change the result you're looking for, you cannot get it. Remaining you and expecting to see a better life is a lie to yourself that you're telling. Are you still with me here? Do you want a better life? I ask you one more time. Do you want a better life?
Yes, sir.
Change and become a better you. Let's rise on our feet for 1 minute. Please. Help me open your hands like this before you. And say with me, Father, I receive grace to become a better me. Right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a good prayer point. I want you to pray for 1 minute. I want you to pray that prayer point for 1 minute. Lord, I receive grace to become a better me. Hey, Lord, grant me to become a better me. In Jesus' matchless name, we pray.
Amen.
You may be seated in his awesome presence. Friends, to become a better you, you must change you. And to change you, you must change how you think. To change how you think, you must change what you think upon. To become a better you, you must change you. And to change you, you must change how you think. To change how you think, you must change what you think upon. You know why that is very important? Every mind functions by thinking upon what it is fed with. If I come to you right now and whisper something in your ears, I have fed you something. And if you think on it, that becomes the source of your thinking. Hear me, child of God. I'm trying to awaken your mind to come along with me. This brings into focus our text. For as he thinks within himself, so is he. That's the Passion Translation of the Bible. Where are you, or what are you feeding your mind with? Some of us here are feeding our minds with the news. The news is what the world is saying and doing as totally contrary to what God is saying and doing. Now, if you feed your mind with the news, you'll have a fearful life rather than a faithful life. A fearful life is doomed to fail. Why? Because it attracts impossibilities, negativities, difficulties, challenges, and adversities. Check Revelation chapter 2, 21 verse 8. Scripture talks about the fearful never making it into the kingdom. Some of us here are feeding our minds with gossip and envy. Hey! Oh, hear me. Gossip and envy are male and female evils that give birth to bitter, hateful, and resentful souls. Some of us here are feeding our minds with greed and avarice. Hey, these produce criminal souls without fail. Child of God, what are you feeding your mind with? Some of us are feeding our minds with social media. The result is doubtful and rebellious souls. I don't want to stay there. Let me make progress. Social media, it has finished us today. We bought the phone. We downloaded the app. they take us over and control us. Who knows what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
When you woke up first thing in the morning, what do you carry? Your phone. What do you look for? Social. Why? Someone woke you up. It was not an alarm. If you think it's an alarm bell that woke you up, take as many alarm bells as you can. Go to the mortuary and wake them up. Hear me, child of God. We have become victims of social media. And it's killing us. Not only spiritually, but in our souls and in our bodies. Some of us are feeding our minds with all kinds of immoralities. The result is lives lived under bondage to Satan and his demons. Now, how does that happen? How is it that all the things I've said are happening? Hear me, child of God. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 23. Look at it. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. Go home. I know. Because now, we are always projecting scripture. People don't come to church with their Bibles anymore. You know, every technology that comes just takes us away, farther away from God. Something that's meant to make life easy for us takes us farther away. Please, media, if you have the good news translation of this scripture, I would like for us to look at it. Proverbs 4:23, GNT. If you don't have it, I'll read it for us. Oh. Church, can we read it together? Want to go? Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. It is not the anointing oil we pour on your head that shapes your life. It's not the laying on of our hands on you that shapes your life. It's not, listen, hey, hear me, child of God. It's not how long you pray that will shape your life. I didn't write this, it's in your Bible. To shape your life, your thoughts. If my thoughts shape my life, then I must be careful. That's why I say, be careful. I must be careful what I feed my mind with in order to think. Are you with me? Do you want to succeed in life? You can't be jumping from church to church. Hello? Yeah, me. My anointing will work for me. You must cultivate your anointing for it to work for you. Hello? Oh God, help me now. Anointing. Am I anointed? We all are anointed. Can I speak to you?
Yes,
it's in your Bible. We all are anointed. My anointing is to do what I'm doing now. Your anointing may be in the factory. It may be in the hospital if you're a doctor. It may be in the court if you're a lawyer standing before the judge. Whatever it is you do, as a child of God, you are anointed. Am I talking to you here? But hey, for that anointing to work for you, you must feed your mind aright. Be careful how you think. Your life is shaped by your thoughts. Now, the enemy, knowing this truth, that you are your thoughts, attacks your mind by shooting his arrows that fly by day. Go home. Look, Psalm 91 verse 5. You will see that is so. Friends, it takes the word of God to feed any mind to make it faithful. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. This is what our Bible says. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. As believers, friends, we are all creatures of the word of God. And we need the word of God, therefore, to live and to function effectively and efficiently. To succeed in life, our minds must be built fed with the word of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Not what a man has said. Not what the bishop said. Not what the pope said. Always ask, what does the word of God say? Sadly, today we have come into the church and we are men-led instead of spirit-led. Can I say to you, it is not as many as come to Refiners Church that are sons of God. It is not as many as come to Guiding Light Assembly that are sons of God. It is not as many as are winners, redeemers, no. As many as are led by the Spirit of God. Those are the sons of God. Hear me. God is not looking for crowds. He's calling home his sons. And that's gender insensitive. Whether you are a man, whether you are a woman, you are a son of God. Sonship talks about responsibility. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. Whether you are a woman, you are a man, you are a son of God. God is calling home the sons. We need to get back to his word. Hear me, child of God. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. In order that we will properly feed our mind. Apostle Paul, he don't want us to be left in ignorance. He gave us 8 things that must occupy our mind. I checked it. Social media is not one of them. I didn't see Facebook there. I didn't see Instagram there. Is someone here what I'm saying? Media, could you help me? Could you help me? With the scripture? It's there. Come on, let's go. Philippians 4:8. Philippians 4:8. King James. King James. Let's look at it closely. Help me, media, quickly, quickly, quickly. Yeah, let's wait for them a little bit. You know, on the day of Trump's inauguration, they were waiting to, what's her name? The lady that sang Take the Wheel. She came to sing the national anthem. They were waiting for media. It didn't come at first. So it's not only us. It happens everywhere. Church, look at it. It said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Someone said, number one. Whatsoever things are honest. Someone said, number two. Whatsoever things are just. Someone said, number three. Whatsoever things are pure. Someone said, number four. Whatsoever things are lovely. What number is that? Whatsoever things are of good report. What number is that? If there be any virtue, what number is that? If there be any praise, what number is that? He said, think on this. Is that what? These 8 things at every moment should occupy your mind. If my thoughts shape my life, if I am my thoughts, and that is what scripture says, then I must take responsibility to think right. And to think right, I must feed my mind the right thing. And here scripture, Apostle Paul has given to us 8 things that we must regularly feed our minds with. See, these 8 things, they perverse every sphere of life. They are not limited. They are not restricted. What is the problem? That we cannot simply align ourselves with this and become a people who are living better lives. Hear me? People have won the lottery in America, millions of dollars, after a while, because of how they think. They return to homelessness because that's where they came from. So it's not how much money you have that will give you a better life. It's here. Someone says, yeah. But what are you feeding here with? We are Nigerians. We are popularly known in the whole world as the smartest people upon the face of the earth. But many of us are smart by thinking on how we can defraud the other. So popularly, 419 is how we are known. Hello. Because of what we feed ourselves, our mind with. I want to hammer. Let me hammer. Oh, that's all we are thinking. We are so anywhere we see room. And you know, it doesn't matter whether they are Christians or unbelievers. We are the same. Isn't that the shape? Apostle Paul has given us 8 things that must regularly occupy our minds. Let me wrap it up and let it make sense to you. Hear me. When you feed your mind with what is true, you become a truthful person. And a truthful person attracts favor. Ah! And hear me, child of God. Favor always, without fail, sets apart. Believe me when I tell you that. Favor will always set you apart. When you feed your mind with what is honest, you become who? A honest person. Hello? And a honest person attracts honor. And honor without fail always keeps beyond reproach. When you feed your mind with what is just, you become a just person. Yeah. And a just person attracts equity and fairness. And equity and fairness always commands admiration. When you feed your mind with what is pure, you become a pure or a holy person. And a holy person attracts the Holy Spirit. Child of God, the Holy Spirit is the source of all genuine excellence. You become an excellent man or a woman. When you feed your mind with what is lovely, you become a lovely person. Listen to me. And a lovely person attracts God, who is love himself. And love makes a person irresistible. Child of God, when you feed your mind with what is of good report, you become a person of good report. And a person of good report attracts good things. And good things always make a person unassailable. Are you following me? Yeah. Why you need to get back to feeding your mind with the word. 8 of them. Child of God, when you feed your mind with what is virtuous, you become a virtuous person. Oh, how we need many of them. And a virtuous person attracts tremendous value. And value always makes a person desirable. I could stay just on this for the rest of the service. Wherever you go, everybody wants to see what value you can add. If you don't have value, you are useless. Nobody can respect you. Nobody can honor you. What value are you bringing to your marriage? What value are you bringing to your family? What value are you bringing to your friendships? What value are you bringing to where you work? To your church? I mean, there are many people here. What is your value to this work? When you feed your mind with what is praiseworthy, beloved, you become a praiseworthy person. And you know, a praiseworthy person attracts glory both from men and from God. And glory makes a person indispensable. Are you still with me? As a man thinks within himself, so is he. What are you thinking of becoming? What are you thinking of becoming? If I put the microphone to your mouth and say, what are you thinking of becoming? What will be your answer? Young man walk into my office. Ah, daddy, I need a job. I need a job. Please help me. I finished school now. This is 3 years. I need a job. I say, see that young man. Relax. What job do you want? He say, just anything. I told him, get out. Have you ever had any job called anything? He just told me that that is not someone looking for help. Because if you're looking for help, you know what you want help. You want to be helped with. You know. You can't just say anything. There's nothing like anything in this life. You must be specific. He has no mind. What are you thinking of becoming, child of God? And now I'm awakening to you. I'm awakening some people. I'm awakening some people. It is your thoughts that make you. Are you thinking of becoming a successful person? Feed your mind with the word of God and think success, and success will become you. Understand me? I'm not saying you will become success or successful. I'm saying success will become you. Are you thinking of becoming a great person? Feed your mind with the word of God, and greatness will become you. Hello? I know some of us are getting confused at this. Will become me? Yeah. Listen. If you enter into something, you can get out of it. But if you become that thing, you become it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you see, our value systems are so terrible, and we have blown things apart. When you see someone that is success, even if they are wearing slippers and short knicker, you know that there's something different about this person. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah, because we know how to package. And social media will tell you packaging is everything. Is that not so? Packaging is not everything. It's nonsense. Because if you buy the thing, you will remove the package. What is inside the package is what matters. Are you listening to me? So become the thing, not the packaging. And I know every day we are falling, struggling with life. And the better life we desire is eluding us because we don't know how to ignite the change. And that's what I'm bringing to you. What do you want to become? You want to become an effective person. Think on the word of God. Feed your mind with the word of God. And you become effective. Effectiveness will become you. Whatsoever you put your hand to do, it will turn out well. Hello? Hear me, child of God. Don't get deceived. The thing you are looking for is in you. Today, I'm competing against my brother. Hello? And I'm saying, well, my brother has how many people in his church? 1,000 people. I'll beat him. Guys, we can do it. Let's make our church bigger than him so that we can boast. Our church is a great, how do we put it now? It's the fastest growing church. No. I don't have to compete with my brother. Are you listening to what I'm saying? The work he is doing, was what God designed him to come to do. Even though we call it the same name, pastor, we are not doing the same work. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I have been designed by God to do what I am doing. If I must be better in it, I must change to become. My competition is against myself. I don't want to remain like this tomorrow. I want to get better. I thank God for you if you go up. I thank God for him if his church moved from 1,000 to 10,000. Thank God. But I'm not going to compete with him. No. I'm competing with myself. So his success will not intimidate me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because I have an understanding that we are not the same people. God help me. God help me. Hey, you are uniquely you. That is why you don't have anyone who has your fingerprints.
Yes,
God, not the mad.
Yes,
he know what he need to do.
Yes,
we cannot come here and get confused. Let's get back into the word and find ourselves. Even the master Jesus,
yes,
he found himself in the Bible.
Yes,
find yourself. Get better with you. I'm running up. My thoughts shape me. So I must be very careful. What thoughts I think? Jesus, he started out as a little baby. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes,
born by a woman. How can he be God? Is he crazy? It's fully man. Are you with me? Because as a little child, everybody was playing around with his fellow little children. Is that not so? Well, there was something unique about him. He didn't understand. They didn't understand. But his mom understood because the angel had spoken to her about him. Do you understand? The Bible says she kept these things in her heart. That became her thought. My son is the savior of the world. Every day she's thinking it. And as she thinks it, this is what happens. Things begin to happen in the universe around. Energies begin to draw up. The power of God begins to move. And she was able to bring him up with that. How do you want to train God? How? Hello. He was man, yet fully God. But the God dimension never came out until time was fully ripe. Hear me, child of God. Jesus, even as a child, knew to stay in the word. At what age? He went to Jerusalem. He was arguing, it's 12, with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the scriptures. Hey! It is not that God put it in his spirit. No, no, no. That is the way the Jews do. They bring up their kids in the world. And when you come to the age 13, it's called Bar Mitzvah. They will get you to graduate. He was studying the scriptures and he knew, this is me. This is what I've come to do. I am the word, the living word. And so when they use their intellect to dissect the word, he uses spirit man to dissect the word. He got them confused. He wasn't the word. Now, if the word was in the word, what are you and I doing? We are in social media. We are chatting away. We are playing games. Life is too expensive to be wasted like that. I'm here to awaken you. You are bigger. You are greater. You are far more successful than you know. If only you return home to what made you. You are the word of God. Get back in. Get back in. And the change you desire, you will see it. Hey, there is no magic. Don't let them come and wave anchor to you and say, hey, receive it. What are you receiving? Get back in the word. And the word will make you. Hear me. Change your thoughts and change you. Stop thinking of how you hammer. Stop thinking about that woman, that man. Stop thinking about that house. Hello? Start thinking about the 8 things in Ephesians chapter 4. Go back to it. Think on them. Think on them. Think on them. Whatsoever is true. You want to stay on the path of truth. Whatsoever is honest, you want to remain honest. Whatsoever is just, you want to remain just. Whatsoever is pure, you want to be pure and holy. Whatsoever is lovely, around you, you create a lovely aura. Whatsoever is of good report, whatsoever is of virtue, child of God, whatsoever that is praiseworthy, your life will be moving from one level of glory to another. That's our movement. We are never made to move backward. Why should you fail when you are loaded up in the word and guided by the word, because your thoughts are shaped by the words? Child of God, I have seen it work in my life. I came from a nowhere. Poverty called us poor. Nobody was there to help me. But hear me, child of God. God in his infinite mercy helped me to get into the word. I don't look at nobody. I live in this Abuja. People start church by my side. The next moment, their churches are 1,000, 2,000. I said, God bless you. You do what you're doing. But hear me. What I am doing, it's one step at a time. That's how God has created me, to take it easy. I don't fall sick. I don't get stressed up. No, I live a life that keeps growing from one level of glory to another. Because I think on God's favor. I am an apostle of favor. And today, I'm going to share that anointing with you. Hear me, child of God. When your life is flooded daily by the word of God, when you wake up in the morning, what is the first thought that occurs to you? When you go tonight, what are you thinking upon as you sleep? Hey, if it is the word of God, even your dreams will align. How did God create everything? By his word. Hello? How did God create everything? By his word. Hear me. The word of God is a tarmac at the airport. The aircraft is the Holy Spirit. Where there is no tarmac, the aircraft cannot land. Are you listening? Are you listening? That's why many of us are not experiencing the power of the Holy Ghost. There's no word, no tarmac for him to land. He always will land on where the word is. Rise on your feet. Look at your neighbor. Neighbor, are you ready to change? I am ready. I cannot hear you. Neighbor, are you ready to change? I am ready. Say with me, Father, I receive grace to keep my thoughts anchored in your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are not praying now. I need you to pray that. Make that your prayer. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. Hey! Someone receive grace right now. I receive grace, Lord, to anchor my thoughts in your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hey! Somebody pray. Somebody pray. A fresh awakening into the word. A fresh awakening into the world. Yes. Yes. How I wish you can pray. How I wish you can pray. Let yourself go. Make that declaration. I anchor my thoughts. I anchor my mind in the word of God. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Say with me, Father, every carnality captivating my mind. I decree crushed right now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come and make deliverance over your life. Every captivity that is carnal holding your mind, let it be crushed right now. Right now. Right now. Hey! Somebody make that declaration. Somebody make that declaration. Somebody make that declaration. Yes. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Finally say with me, Father, I am your word. Let my reality be your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? Say with me, Father, I am your word. Let your word be my reality. In the name of the Lord Jesus, make that declaration right now. Yes. 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 Jesus, matchless name we pray. I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. And I have believed in a lie. That you ask or could ever imagine, according to his power that is at work in you. My God and my Father, I have come. I've given them the word you placed in my heart. Now, confirm your word with signs and wonders. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak to everybody that is broken. Let the healing of God proceed right now. Let your body be touched right now. For by his stripes you are healed. I effect that healing over your body right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, some lives are broken here. Totally bereft of direction, confused. I project God's light into your soul. Amen. And I decree that confusion over. Amen. Let direction come for you right now. Amen. Receive instruction. Amen. Yeah, he promised in Psalm 32 verse 8, I will instruct you and teach you the way you should go. Amen. With my eyes will I guide you. Receive instruction. Amen. Receive instruction. Amen. You will know what to do by the end of today. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, that oppression, I command it lifted. Amen. The rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. It is written. Therefore, every rod of oppression, operational over your life, I command broken right now. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Words have been spoken against you that every step you take must end in disaster. Today, I reverse those words. Amen. I reverse those words. Amen. It is written, he orders the steps of the righteous. Every step you take from now shall end up in victory. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They close the doors of progress in your face. And they locked the door that you can never go forward. By the hammer of the word of God, I crush those locks. And I open the door for you to go forward. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. With shackles, with chains, with manacles, you've been held down by reason of the word of God. I decree over you, those shackles are broken. Those chains are destroyed. Those manacles are mangled right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we decree your release. We decree your release. We decree your release. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peace to that home. Peace to that home. Peace to that home. Peace to that home. That marriage that seemed to be on the rock. Father, we change the type of rock. Let it be planted on the rock of ages right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. From this moment, that your experience of fear, fearful, you cannot take that step. You don't want to move. That fear holding you back, we decree it completely expired. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let faith take over your soul. Amen. Let faith take over your heart. Amen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, my Father. We'll give you praise, we'll give you glory. Help me, spread out your hands, hold one another. God will not provide this type of facility and it is not full to the brim. No. From this moment, the Bible says, if two shall agree touching anything, God gave us powers, we don't use it. If two shall agree touching anything, it shall be done. Are you holding one another? We decree and declare that this place, without stress, goes into overflow. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we call for your sons and daughters meant for this commission. In all the environs, they are here. They hear the clarion call. Bring them in the air. And let the overflow begin. Let the overflow begin. Let the overflow begin. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That by this time next year, preparations are concluded for second, third, and fourth service. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. Ha, glory be to God. Man of God, congratulations. I see multiple weddings here. Multiple weddings. God is a faithful God. He always honors those who are faithful. Lord, we decree and declare that these multiple marriages coming to the faithful here shall bring more faithful in. Because their testimonies shall go out. And many hearing their testimonies will come to locate you here. And live and serve faithfully here. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. We give you praise, we give you glory. Lord, wherever I go, you've commanded me to share the unction you have placed upon me. Your struggle ceases. May favor go before you. Favor rest upon you. Favor open doors for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. By favor, may men pursue you to bless you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. By favor, may doors open unto you. May you be brought into where you are not qualified to enter. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we celebrate your faithfulness. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Put us hands together. Let's welcome one son. Hallelujah. Thank you.
For listening, we are sure you were blessed. For inquiries, please reach us on our helpline 090-4822-4137. We are located at SCC Road, adjacent Detims Plaza, Ushafa, Abuja.